From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The U.S. Department of Justice announced today it's now suing Idaho over its voter registration lists. The department is now looking for detailed voter data from 30 states and the District of Columbia. Utah is on that list, and voter rights groups here have filed a motion to intervene. Catherine Beal is with the League of Women Voters. She told Utah News Dispatch the group wants to protect voter privacy and that the lawsuit undermines trust in what she called Utah's credible system. Detectives now have DNA evidence linking infamous serial killer Ted Bundy to an unsolved 1974 murder of a Utah teen. In a news conference today, Utah County Sheriff Mike Smith credited the latest DNA testing standards for solving this case.
This will make any future DNA test comparison easier for those law enforcement agencies who still have open cases involving Bundy.
Bundy confessed to the murder of 17-year-old Laura Ann Amy the day before his execution in 1989. But his statement alone was not enough evidence, and the case went cold. Sergeant Mike Reynolds said he hopes the sheriff's office was able to deliver Amy's family, quote, some type of healing. There's new data that shows how often immigration agents in Utah arrest people they're specifically looking for versus people they find by coincidence. KUER's Macy Lipkin has more.
The data comes from the federal government via the Deportation Data Project. Arrests are split in two categories, targeted and collateral. Since August, 14% of Utah arrests were collateral, and more than three quarters of them had no criminal conviction. Immigration attorney Carlos Trujillo says that number is way too high.
They could be in an asylum process. They can be married to a U.S. citizen, and they just, you know, happen to encounter them. And just because they want the number of arrests to be high, they just take advantage of it and they do the collateral arrest.
Eulogio Alejandre is chair of the Latino nonprofit LUPEC. He says people are scared of being arrested. And even though Utah's collateral arrests are lower than nationwide, he doesn't think the data will calm that fear.
From watching the news is from the rhetoric spilled out by the people and the administration.
In total, there were over 4,000 ICE arrests in Utah in 2025, more than 3.5 times as many as in 2024. For KUER News, I'm Macy Lipkin in Ogden.
University of Utah scientists have discovered a freshwater reservoir deep below the Great Salt Lake. They used a kind of mapping technology from a helicopter to X-ray geologic structures under Farmington Bay and Antelope Island. The freshwater saturates sediment up to 13,000 feet deep. U of U geology and geophysics professor Michael Zandoff is the lead author of the study. He told Fox 13 the finding could provide a new water source to help reduce toxic dust.
This we believe one of the most important and first-hand application of this.
But first, they'll need to figure out exactly how much water there is and how to drill for it. For more stories like this, visit greatsaltlakenews.org. You are listening to KUER News.